USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Forecasters say Canadian wildfire smoke in the northeast U.S. could be lifting before the end of the day. The governors of New York and New Jersey say Canadian wildfires are a sure sign of climate change.
Climate change is here, and unfortunately, this is our new reality.
We're living in an era of extreme weather, statement of fact, and we're going to continue doing what we can to help do our part.
Governor Murphy and Governor Hochul, the FAA is still delaying flights into New York and New Jersey area. LaGuardia Airport's ground stop has been downgraded to a ground delay, and Philadelphia International Airport's ground stop was lifted this morning. Ukrainian forces are pushing forward in a long-awaited counteroffensive. Ukrainians have reportedly struck from four different directions in the Zaporizhia region. Russia's defense minister claims Russian forces are resisting and that Ukraine lost up to 1,500 troops. Pat Robertson, a televangelist pioneer, has died. Rich Johnson.
Ordained a Southern Baptist minister in 1961, Marion Gordon Robertson had already realized the power of television in preaching the gospel, forming the Christian Broadcasting Network the year before. It's now seen around the world, translated into more than 70 languages. Its signature program, the 700 Club, is still on. In 1988, Robertson ran for the Republican presidential nomination, which led him to found the Christian Coalition to support conservative candidates. No word on the cause of death. Pat Robertson was 93.
The man suspected in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway is now in FBI custody. Joran Vandersloot is en route from Peru to Alabama, where he'll face fraud and extortion charges related to Holloway's disappearance. In 2005, Natalie Holloway disappeared during a trip to Aruba, and her body has never been found. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
At least two people are hurt after a shooting at a carnival in Alpharetta, Georgia, just a half-hour drive north of Atlanta. Police responded to calls of shots fired last night around 7 p.m. local time. The condition of both victims is unknown, but one was airlifted and the other was taken by ambulance to a local hospital. California's Republican leaders speaking out after Florida paid for two plane loads of migrants to be brought to Sacramento. California GOP Chair Jessica Patterson speaks about Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom threatening criminal charges against Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, even after Florida said the 36 migrants willingly got on the plane.
Once he saw that the individuals that were coming here wanted to and were excited to, and so it's interesting to see him walk back some of those comments, considering, you know, he came off a little aggressive.
DeSantis said as long as there are open borders, sanctuary states like California should bear the responsibility of taking on migrants. The Vatican says Pope Francis slept well after undergoing surgery. The Pope had intestinal surgery yesterday, and the Holy See press office says the three-hour operation took place without complications. The NBA finals are getting interesting. The Nuggets taking back the lead now in the finals. Denver crushed the Heat 109-94 in Game 3 yesterday in Miami. The teams will meet for Game 4 in South Florida on Friday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.